This is Shannon.
And this is Kamani.
Welcome to Drink with Blurs.
And we're back.
It's been a
hot minute.
Yeah.
We thank y'all for y'all patience. Yeah, a lot's been going on. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, we'll update you eventually. But a lot's been going on.
Yeah.
But we're happy to be back. We got all your messages. We feel really honored that you all have been like sticking with us for so long. Because I know like a lot of people, like when a podcast like stops putting out content, they just like drop them. Mm-hmm. So to have people actually like message us saying like, oh, hey, when y'all coming back? When y'all coming back? It actually lets us know like we do have listeners that really do like hearing our stuff. But I think it's also a good time to come back. It's summer. Mm-hmm. We're about to go into summer, have like a nice little run. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm feeling good vibes for this summer.
Yeah. But so that's actually our episode today. Like it's going to be lighthearted, like talking about summer, things like our favorite memories, things we're looking forward to this summer, and suggestions for things that we think y'all should do. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but of course, since we've been away for a while, we're going to do like a really quick recap of some stuff. Because a lot obviously has happened.
Yeah. So
what do you want to start with?
Oh.
So we were talking about DaBaby earlier. I don't know who he is. I just know he's like from North like, Carolina.
He's a rapper. What the f- Oh. You remember when it was bringing in like the bongos? I think they're beating on it downstairs.
Oh my gosh.
I swear, our little ghetto studio. We really have a ghetto studio. If any of y'all like wanted to come and be a guest, like I'm telling you now, like it's a ghetto studio. But we make it our own. So
also, Shannon and I had seafood.
Yeah.
Before this began,
and like let's talk about that. Okay, so it's this place called Hookin' Real?
Real, yeah.
And West Orange, yep. And West Orange and Essex Green. And like, oh my God, the food is really good. But I felt like I got a little hoodwinked. Because I'm like, well, where's like the food? So I guess it's like a half a pound of like whatever seafood you want. You pick a minimum of two. And you get corn and potatoes. It's acorn and two potatoes. I'm like, well, damn. Like, I already ate one potato and I'm already halfway done with my potatoes. How is that even fair to me?
And it's bad because it tastes so good.
It is really good.
So I had shrimp. I got them with the head on and crab.
Trying to be cheap.
Hey, I'm like, let me save those $2. I can take it off myself. But then I got the crab that was expensive. So yeah. It paid for itself. But like, it tastes really good. It's just like,
damn.
Also, let us know if y'all want to see us do a mukbang. Because Shannon and I have been talking about this. And after going to this place, we were thinking about like, just getting like a massive order of like a bunch of that stuff and just doing a mukbang. And I don't know. I think it'll be cool.
I think it'll be fun. The can we do like the the MSR?
Is it Spire?
The you know, would it be all talking like low and it'd be like,
oh, ASMR?
Yeah, like
MSR. I'm like
MSR. I don't know.
Isn't that what they list like market something retail?
Huh?
MSR, isn't that like market sale retail?
I don't know. They'd be like, okay, so we are about to eat some food. And like they'd be eating like
it sounds like
it sounds so nasty. Like,
no, you're not hearing it, but you sound like it.
I sound like I'm doing it.
Yeah. and like they had one with Cardi B doing it, like
I bet that was ridiculous. How'd she do that really low?
Shannon, you might need to start this. This could be a side hustle.
I'm telling you, like, I think I could be, you know, a cute little show.
Also, something, well, what I've been up to, I recently started making my own jewelry.
Ah.
Because, like, I wanted jewelry that wasn't, I don't know, like, all the jewelry I was seeing geared towards men was either too expensive or basic.
Mm-hmm.
So I started researching how to make my own stuff. And I think I have some pieces that I like. I'm going to keep experimenting on it throughout the summer.
Would you sell anything?
So Kiana thinks I should. Like, Kiana, I think I should. But I want to get it better. I don't want to be like, here. And you know how people like start selling something the minute they start something? Mm-hmm. I don't want to just like.
See, I feel the same way. Like right now, I'm crocheting these, they're called Scooties, I think. And they're hats, but it's like the scarf attached to it.
Oh, it's like that long?
Yeah, it come around like your head and your neck and everything. And it's real, like the ones I'm making are really cute. And I'm making it for when Ramadan is over and has Eid. And that'll be like a gift-giving kind of thing.
Oh, that's so nice. So
I made maybe 6 of them.
Okay.
Let me, I have like a picture. Let me see. This is like the colors of one of them.
Oh, that looks nice.
Here's one I did like with ruffles.
Oh, how do you even do that? How do you put the ruffles in it?
Make a whole bunch. Here's one here.
Oh, that's so nice.
And I'm going to put like a border around. And
oh, that's so nice, Shannon.
It comes this like down here.
I wish y'all could see this. This is like so dope. Like, we might have to post this on the Instagram.
Like, when I take pictures and stuff, I'm going to send it to you and send it to other people so like we can get around if they want it. I mean, it could be for anybody. And, like, it's kind of, like, more of a wintertime thing, so you could save it.
Right.
And ta-da, you got something when it gets cold.
Well, you know winter ain't going to wait. It'll be, like, September. Listen, y'all know how I feel.
Listen.
This is my favorite season.
I'm a spring baby.
But before we get there, anything else? Oh, yeah, we were talking about the baby. What I wanted to say is that there was two things. One, like a fan got jumped by his bodyguard.
Yeah, I'm like, what is going on? And they said, like, his pants was pulled down.
Oh, that
like,
was somebody else.
But they made shirts out of it.
No.
Yes, they did.
What?
They made shirts.
But apparently he was chasing clout, or, like, clout chasing. And, like, DaBaby.
Why is that even, like, a real thing?
It is. Because, like, he was live streaming everything. And
see,
then when,
this is how we get fucked up.
But when you saw him on that floor with his pants down. Oh. It was, like, pathetic. I'm like, damn, bruh. Did they jump you? Like.
See, this is why we got to start wearing some belts, guys.
Well, so that happened. What else? We've mentioned a few things that happened.
We said Cardi B. Oh, here's another one.
Oh, that's so cute.
This one is, like, probably, like, my favorite.
That is nice.
Because, like, it could cover, like, your face.
Oh, that's really nice. I might need it. Shannon, we might need it. I'm gonna need some. So it's like a hat and then a scarf?
Yeah, it's like a one piece.
Oh, so it's like a hat scarf?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
That's why I'm like a silly, like, they call it like a hoodie scarf, like, kind of thing.
So I could kind of be like Robin Hood out here?
Mm-hmm.
So I could just like start like robbing rich white people?
I wish.
Down with capitalism.
Right.
What else happened?
I don't know, like, I know, like, shit happened.
Okay, like, a ton of stuff.
I hate to even go on social media to look.
But it is what it is. I feel like, well, for one, our country is terrible. Like, you don't watch Game of Thrones, but this is what I think is going to happen with the president. So the Congress has been trying to get everything, like, his tax returns, his financial statements, like, documents.
They're trying to pull together information.
Yeah, anything. And, like, Trump's administration has just been, like, intransigent and just doesn't want to give over anything. Huh. And what I think is going to happen, and this is a Game of Thrones reference, there's a character in Game of Thrones that, like, blows up a church, kind of.
Uh-huh.
And, like, kills all her enemies when they were trying to, like, force her to do something. I think he's going to do some shit like that.
Oh, shit.
This makes... Everyone else is, like, telling him, and, like, the law, the judges and the Congress, they're like, okay, you have to get these stuff over. And he's like, no. And at some point, they're going to have to do something. So, one, I'm upset at Democrats for not going forward with impeachment. They're like, oh, well, No, because if you make it so hard that he can't get impeached for everything he's done, the next person got to be damn near Satan.
Yeah.
Like... That's if we're not have, like, impeach him already.
So I guess it's a law protecting his his tax documents or something?
No, well, the judge, there's like been a ruling today that the judge said the tax documents have to be released or some financial.
Yeah, document. That's what I'm like. I feel like as a person, that should be a public thing.
Yeah, but like he's been getting around it. Ugh. So that's that. I don't want to dwell on that. It's terrible. Let's hope we survive.
At this point, I'm just like, whatever. Trump is going to be Trump. He's going to do Trump things. Let's see what else. Oh, yeah, guys, don't ever borrow money for 50 cents. Don't.
Well, do you think it's real? So, for those that don't know, Roll to Me made like a video recently about not borrowing money from 50 Cent. And 50 then commented that, oh, but yeah, give me my money or da da da. And part of me is like,
but like 50 Cent does that to like every like popular person, like, oh, you owe me money, like, damn, like we can have like a simple, like,
he's a cancer,
like, ugh.
He's a cancer, like a maladjusted, like that
we have our business, like, to our business.
Wait, here's the video.
So I feel like I gotta address this, man. So niggas calling me talking about I owe 50
That's
money.
My butterscotch.
50 Cent, I owe money. Listen, bro, I don't owe 50 money. The thing is, my record number one, I just bought a crib. I'm taking care of my family. Everything. So the fact that I'm hearing this, man, like, why now? Why wait till Walk With Me is number one on the R&B charts? Why would you wait till my project is number one on the R&B charts to bring something up like this, bro? I don't owe you, bro. You know, so... crazy. So I just wanted to address it and keep it light, but that's crazy.
That don't make no difference to me as in supporting him, but like...
His album's really good. Walk With Me?
I didn't listen to it.
Exactly. Well, people didn't know. A lot of people didn't know about it.
I didn't know until like I seen, was it Love Rhythm?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. I listened to it yesterday. I gotta go listen to it.
I listened to it yesterday after this whole beef. Okay. But like... why are people like, I would never trust 50. My man, you owe me an, and 50 then said you owe me an outstanding $300,000.
I'm just saying that couldn't be like a private thing.
No, because 50 like he 50 thrives is on like, drama.
He is the social media bully, and like it's so fucking annoying.
But at what point do like people enable him? Because, I mean, like, when he
people
did it,
like that shit. They like to see people
but when
get did, exposed.
When he did that to Ja Rule, like, bought the front rows.
That was really fucked up.
It was terrible.
That was fucked up.
But it's like, oh, damn, that's petty. But, like, but I think it's also petty knowing that 50 Cent has carried this water for, like, 15, like, 20 years almost. And, like, he's not letting Ja Rule get away with it. Mm. After Ja Rule finally gets out of jail. Well, he's been out of jail. The whole Fyre Festival thing. Anyways. Let's not talk about that.
Oh my God. You heard they're trying to make another one.
If rich white people are getting scammed, I am all for it. I will laugh.
Listen, they really was gullible.
That's what they get because they think they're so powerful.
It was amazing. Best thing I ever saw.
Oh, you also said something about Meek Mill earlier.
Yeah, I don't know the story completely, but supposedly he got kicked out of a hotel, but they don't have any real reason of why. Is that your foot?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh my, I'm sorry. But they don't have any real reason why he got kicked out.
He's filing a like discrimination suit. Hopefully he wins.
Yeah,
I think he's been doing well with his life. Since he got out. And he's been trying to, like, be a positive impact. And racism, no racism. Get those coins any way possible.
Oh, let's talk about Aisha Curry.
Oh, yeah. So, it's been a minute since this happened, but we ain't been here, so.
Yeah, because I just feel like, people did not understand where she was coming from. Although, as a female, I understand where she's coming from. Well, a female, a woman. I understand where she's coming from. And I think that we all kind of feel that way at one point in a relationship or just period. You want to walk around and feel like, well, damn, like, I still got it.
Right.
She's been with, what, Steph Curry for how long? I think they were, like, high school sweethearts. They got
That's
married,
a long fucking time.
Have kids. She haven't dated anybody else. Like, it's always kind of been him.
Right.
So she never really got attention or dated or went out and see what's out in the world, which is really nothing out there, guys.
Dating sucks.
Dating sucks. And what I got from it is just like, she just want to walk down the street and feel like, well, damn, you know, I still got it. Mm-hmm. And like, I would be feeling that way too. Like, shoot, give me a little look. I'm like, oh, okay, I still got it. I'm still looking, you know, pretty and stuff. But what she got? I think she got her breast done.
Oh.
I think after having the baby.
Oh, she had it lifted?
Hmm?
She had them lifted?
I'm not sure what she did to it exactly. But, I mean, Well, that's her body.
We can't go for much longer because you got to go.
Yeah.
it's been a hassle trying to schedule. My schedule's been, I don't know what, like,
I don't know what's going on.
I know what it is. that's for another
Scandal.
Time. Scandal. I'm sorry, Shannon.
Scandalous.
But we'll catch all up on more hot topics later.
I guess I'm sorry. I guess it's like a teaser. A little teaser episode.
Of what? This?
Yeah, it's kind of a teaser, ain't it? How much minutes we got? 20?
Yeah.
Well, that's like
about 10, 15 more.
Let's go for another, I guess, 5 minutes.
Oh, you gotta go.
Yeah.
So you...
Do you have any recommendations?
I actually do. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched it yet, but I know it's gonna be good. Ava's When They See Us, about the Central Park Five.
Yeah.
I know that's gonna be amazing.
They put a lot of new stuff on Netflix, too.
Well, they have to, because everyone's taking this shit away. Like, I don't, like, this is something that pisses me off. Like, DC took their stuff off years ago before everyone else started wanting to make their own service. And DC has been releasing some content that I like. Mm-hmm. At the same time,
right?
I need a subscription service for my subscription services now.
Listen, like, I just have stuff hitting at certain times of the day and month. I need it to hit all at once, so I don't have to be like, okay, chilling. And I get a notification. Spotify just took $15. Leave me alone. Just take my money once or one day.
I'm actually glad I'm still in school because I got this student Spotify. Mm. And I'm going to have it for another year after I graduate because it renews in February. So I'm like, because it's going to check and it's going to be like, oh, you're still a student? I'm like, yes. but yeah, we'll have to do the summertime one later.
Yeah. My recommendation is Tyler, the Creator's new album. And I've had it on repeat, like, at least once a day at this point, and I really enjoy it, and I think everyone should enjoy it. I think it's very emotional, in a way. If you've seen him perform it on YouTube, I guess, what was it? He performed it through Apple Music? I don't remember. But it's a good album. Done. It's good.
I'm going
getting your feelings.
Recommend Walk With Me, Burrow to Me. Mm-hmm. Like, I think has a great voice. He has a great sound. I think despite the 50 Cent drama, like, he has a lot of potential for R&B.
Mm-hmm.
And like the industry is kind of really, or the genre is kind of really, like, I don't know.
I feel like with R&B music, I feel like there are artists out there that have some really nice music,
but then, like, not mainstream.
They're not mainstream at all, or no one is really trying to push that.
Yeah,
like we're stuck listening to Cardi B and Meek Mill, and DJ Khaled just came out with something, so we're gonna hear that all summer.
Oh my god!
So just like same old faces in the mainstream.
Also, if you can get the DC Universe and you like nerdy stuff, Doom Patrol is by far the best, like, superhero show I've seen.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, damn, like, I should sign up for DC, but I'm like, okay, damn, I got, like, Hulu, Netflix, Spotify, sometimes Doom, Tidal, like, I feel like it. I swear, I'll be on and off a title all the time.
Well, you could try, I think you could try DC for free for like a month or something.
I'll put in like an old credit card number or something.
Yeah, so it's really cool. It's really weird. I didn't know much about the Doom Patrol before I started watching, but they have a version of Cyborg, and it's like the best version I've seen in live adaptation. No, like I'm looking forward to hopefully Ray Fisher that was cast for the movies to be mm-hmm. able to play him, but I don't know if that's gonna work. But Jovian Wade, mm-hmm. he's black and British.
Oh boy,
that's another episode.
Oh lord,
and he does
controversy.
He's done an amazing job. Mm-hmm. That whole she's gotta have it scene made me upset, and it's I can't talk about it right now because you gotta go. But we gotta put a pin in that for later.
Oh my goodness!
we gotta put a pin in that for later. So I'd recommend.
I'm tired of getting insulted. That's the damn oof. Problem.
Doom Patrol is cool. I can't think of anything else right now, but I think those are my two recommendations. Uh-huh.
But yeah, I definitely recommend Tyler the Creator's new album. I feel like some people that wasn't even into Tyler the Creator is actually listening and they're enjoying it. And mm-hmm. I've seen people like, yo, this is actually perfect. I could listen to it from top to bottom. Like, I could listen to it top from bottom. Well, top to bottom, my bad. And if it goes on tour, which I'm pretty much expecting it to be, I want to go on tour and watch you perform it.
Okay.
And I want to wear a pastel.
Is that like a thing?
I don't know. He's just be wearing like this suit and this wig. And I'm just like, yo, I want to feel that. Like, I want to wear a pastel. I want to get like a bob wig. You know? Just not blonde, but black.
You can do a black bob. I can see you.
I like cute in bobs. You know?
Well, we thank y'all for sticking around. Don't worry. We're coming back.
Just things.
Just got to get our lives in order, literally. But thank y'all for listening so much. Follow us on Facebook at Drinking with Blurreds. On Twitter at Drinking W Blurreds. Mm-hmm. And Instagram, if you haven't found out, we have an Instagram now. Drinking with Blurreds, at Drinking with Blurreds. Yeah, we're going to post some stuff there. We're going to gear up more for the summer, so mm-hmm. just stay tuned. And this is kind of like your teaser trailer for the rest of the season and for what's coming up. Also, as always, if you have any ideas, let us know. And if you want to be a guest, let us know. We'll love to have you. Mm-hmm. Unless you're a Trump supporter. Well, I don't know. Oof. I don't know if I could do an episode with them. I might go to jail.
I need them to be a bit open-minded.
I don't know.
Because I just feel like a lot of the Trump supporters are closed-minded, but there are some that do listen, they do hear.
You know, I would rather have a meeting with a Republican that I don't even know. Never mind. I can't.
But that's the thing. Like, sometimes I feel like we should be like all Republicans are like, but like some of them could actually listen. And like see where another person comes from, but
really
they have
weird.
Their own personal preferences, so whatever. But
so if you want to be a guest, let us know and we'll decide if we want you on. But thank you all for listening. We look forward to coming back to y'all.